Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The Bible did not say rejoice sometimes or pray when you feel like it. You know, or these other, remember, it's always. Even when you have a toothache or a jaw, you know we're still to rejoice. I was with somebody this past week, and they were complaining a little bit about their plight. Then they did like this, literally did this. I'm sorry, preacher. There's a lot more people worse off than I am. We're to suffer when other members suffer. It literally means come along beside them, love on them. And then when good things are happening, don't be jealous. Don't be envious. Rejoice with them. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy for you. Richard won the lottery. Praise the Lord. I'm joking. I know this is going out on the internet. I know he ain't won the lottery because we ain't got 10% of it and all. I'm just picking. I'm going to get phone calls about that. Preacher, would you take money from the lottery? A sideline, I would. The church would. Listen, what we could do with Richard when you win, I ain't telling you to play. But if you sneak one and you accidentally win, you know what the Lord could do with that money? Instead of you spending it all on your kids and they fight and fuss, give it to the Lord. Lay up your treasure. Where that came from, Danny, I have no clue. Let me move on. I'm going to get some calls from preachers about that now. Verse number 27. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Paul is driving home the fact, okay, that we, as members of Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, Westwood Missionary Baptist Church is the body of Christ here in this geographical location. And because of that, ye, Daniel and Judy and Melissa and the rest of, we are members of that body in particular. The word particular is an interesting word, particular. Individually, we make up that body of Christ. And the word particular actually means it stresses the importance you are. Is that good English? The importance? Yeah, the importance that you play in that body. In particular, we have need of Robert. I needed him yesterday. We throwed 8 pallets of sod in 1 hour. I needed him. And the rest of the, we had 14 guys out there throwing sod in 1 hour. I'm telling you, we needed them, members in particular, even Ronnie. But I got on to Ronnie. He threw a couple pieces of sod. And he started talking to me. I said, Ronnie, that sod ain't coming off that pallet with you talking. He went back, started throwing some more sod. But anyway, members in particular, you have an important part in Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. And that's what he's driving home, that point. Don't miss that word, in particular. Okay. Now, Paul is making his application. Each member is part of the body. The church is the whole, as the body, and the members make up that part. In particular, they make up the whole. Christ is no, listen to this. Now this part I got from somebody else, and I'm going to quote it. Christ is no longer in this world bodily. Therefore, he uses us to accomplish his will. He has no hands but our hands. You understand what he's saying? This is a quote from one of the commentators. You know what a commentator is? A commentator is just a commentator. You know, but this is his thought about the body of Christ, that he uses us to accomplish his will. He, speaking of Christ on this earth, has no hands but our hands to do his work today. He has no feet but our feet to lead men his way. He has no voice but our voice to tell men how he died. He has no help but our help to lead them to his side. It was a poem. Let me read it without comment. It's a neat little poem. He has no hands but our hands to do his work today. He has no feet but our feet to lead men in his way. He has no voice but our voice to tell men how he died. He has no help but our help to lead them to his side. Now we understand, don't get too theologically deep with that, but literally on the surface, we are God's hands and feet here on this earth. I have in my notes, there is no plan B or it or plan A. God doesn't have a plan B. Well, if this church don't do it, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send angels to do it. No. I'm going to send Moses and the prophets. No. We're plan A. There's no plan B. And that's what he is saying here. Now, verse number 28. And God has set some in the church. Now, I want you to notice the differences of these positions in the church. Now, this is, again, so you're not confused. This was in the first churches there in the first century. We no longer have these gifts today. I'll get in that in just a minute. God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. Notice the first thing that Paul mentions about God placing in the church are apostles. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 20, tells us that the church was built upon the foundation of the apostles, with Christ Jesus being the chief cornerstone. In other words, Jesus started his church, and he's the cap. You know what a cornerstone is, a capstone is? You look in one of these arches, and the capstone is that middle stone in the arch that holds it all together. If you kick out that middle stone, it all falls apart. It all falls down. It crumbles down. And so Jesus, the Bible tells us, is the cornerstone. He's the foundation. Jesus started the church with his apostles. And by the way, another point of information, the church did not begin on the day of Pentecost. Jesus began the church with his apostles, Peter, James, and John. Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Jesus began the church during his personal ministry. Okay, and it's sharing that here. He started with the apostles. By the way, there are no apostles today in the biblical sense. I know people try to use that word apostles as sent ones and try to kind of use it for their benefit. But in the biblical sense of the word apostles, the ones that Jesus called out, there are no apostles living today. Okay. Matter of fact, turn me to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Okay, let's begin verse number 15. We have time. And in those days, this was before the day of Pentecost. Okay. Jesus has ascended. By the way, you know what Pentecost means? It means 50. All right, and anyway, that's a whole other story. In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the names and number together were about 120. Men and brethren, the scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was to guide them that took Jesus. David spoke of a prophecy. We won't read it back in the Psalm about having to replace Judas, that bishop. Okay. Verse number 17, we read it. For he was numbered with us and had attained part of this ministry. Verse number 18. Now this man purchased a field with the word of the iniquity, and falling head first, he burst asunder, speaking of Judas after he betrayed Christ in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. Verse number 19. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch that the field is called in the proper tongue Acodama. That is to say, the field of blood. Dama is the word for blood. How do you say that first word, Dimple? I said it right. Okay, Acodama. The field of blood. Verse number 20. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishop let another take.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.